This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a Chinese church elder who was sentenced to 4 years in prison. The same church's pastor is expected to get a similarly harsh sentence come Christmas time. So keep listening to learn how you can be praying. God's word promises in Proverbs 3:6 that if we acknowledge Him in everything we do, He will direct our paths. This statement holds true not only for America, but also for our daily lives. The gospel message is simple. Put God first in everything you do. Matthew 6:33 and Luke 10:27 say this: You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, You are to love your neighbor as yourself. Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, You are to love your neighbor as yourself. And lastly, fulfill the Great Commission. Mark 16:15 says, Go into all the world and preach the gospel, that is, the good news, to every creature. If you want to see America continually blessed, now is the time to step out in faith and spread the good news. This is faith in action. Wherever we go, every faithful Christian is compelled through obedience to Jesus to share His simple three-step gospel message all across our land. For more information, please go to the website at www.putgodfirstamerica.com. That's www.putgodfirstamerica.com. A church elder in China has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. He was charged with, quote, illegal business operations when he possessed books for a closed-down Chinese Christian megachurch called Early Rain Covenant. The Christian Post reported that Ken Difu was sentenced to prison because of his involvement with 20,000 such Christian books. Ken Difu, an elder at the church, was arrested along with his pastor, Wang Yi, who founded Early Rain. The two men were arrested on December 9, 2018, and they're both still being detained. Yi is still waiting for his own sentence, which the organization Save the Persecuted Christians expects to be as harsh as Difu's. Yi has already been charged with, quote, inciting subversion, and now he has a new charge of, quote, illegal business activity. That could be a prison sentence of up to 10 years, and advocates think the sentence might come around Christmas Day. The UN's Human Rights Council Working Group estimates that up to 13 members of Early Rain are still being detained by the Chinese government. This opposition against Early Rain comes as the Chinese government continues to crack down on Christianity in China. In May, authorities shut down Shaoweng Church in Beijing, which was believed to have over 1,000 people who attended. Open Doors USA World Watch list reports that 245 million Christians are victims of high to extreme levels of persecution. That includes horrific acts like torture, rape, sex slavery, expulsion, murder, and genocide. And what's worse is that the levels of persecution have increased 14% since 2018. Listeners, please pray for Christians in China as they face this persecution. Pray for protection, but even more so, pray for God to strengthen their faith and their resolve so that they will put Jesus first no matter what happens. Keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast for more updates on the persecuted church. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday
God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.